Dumb Witness by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Chapter 1. The Mistress of Little Green House. Miss Arundel died on May the 1st. Though her illness was short, her death did not occasion much surprise in the little country town of Market Basing, where she had lived since she was a girl of 16. For Emily Arundel was well over 70, the last of a family of 5, and she had been known to be in delicate health for many years, and had indeed nearly died of a similar attack to the one that killed her some 18 months before. But though Miss Arundel's death surprised no one, something else did. The provisions of her will gave rise to varying emotions: astonishment, pleasurable excitement, deep condemnation, fury, despair, anger, and general gossip. For weeks and even months, Market Basing was to talk of nothing else. Everyone had their own contribution to make to the subject, from Mr. Jones the grocer, who held that blood was thicker than water, to Mrs. Lamfrey at the post office, who repeated ad nauseam that there is something behind it, depend upon it, you mark my words. What added zest to the speculations on the subject was the fact that the will had been made as lately as April the 21st. Add to this the further fact that Emily Arundel's near relations had been staying with her just before that date over Easter Bank Holiday, and it will be realized that the most scandalous theories could be propounded, pleasurably relieving the monotony of everyday life in Market Basing. There was one person who was shrewdly suspected of knowing more about the matter than she was willing to admit. That was Miss Wilhelmina Lawson, Miss Arundel's companion. Miss Lawson, however, professed herself just as much in the dark as everyone else. She, too, she declared, had been dumbfounded when the will was read out. A lot of people, of course, did not believe this. Nevertheless, whether Miss Lawson was or was not as ignorant as she declared herself...